Bubba stared at the other person. You mean, I'm stressed out because of the wedding, and I'm blaming it on the possibility of finding a dead body. Exactly, the other person cried. Quickly, how do you feel right at this moment? Better, actually, Bubba said. Like a load of cement was taken off my shoulders. The other one nodded solemnly. Thanks, David, Bubba said. Oh, I'm not David, David said. They were in the small parlor of the Snotty Mansion. Bubba lay on the velvet-covered chaise lounge, and a folding chair had been provided for David. On one side of the room was a tall, oak, built-in bookcase with a wide variety of reading material for one's entertainment. Bubba knew that his mother used the room to read the odd 5 minutes that she had to herself. Bubba also knew that Colonel Snotty had once used the room as an office, and in this room had personally penned a prolific and memorial list of all the voluptuous assets of the town's most infamous prostitute, Miss Anna Lee Hyatt. Her wonderful breasts are as round as the moon, and their pale luminosity is similar to the shine of a prize sow's ass. Bubba sat up from where he'd been reclining and reflected on David Bethard. David had once been a postman, but lately he was a resident of the Dogley Institute of Mental Well-Being. Sometimes he was other things, like a superhero, a pirate, Sherlock Holmes, and a psychiatrist. Once he was supposed to be the first lady, but Bubba never personally witnessed it. The psychiatrist was very helpful at the moment, but David wasn't dressed like what Bubba imagined a psychiatrist would wear. Instead, he wore a heavily decorated brocade tailcoat. The tail was neatly tucked into one side so he could sit down. The sleeves came to a neat end, and ruffled white sleeves poked out impudently. The pristine white ruffles matched the white jabot at his neck that nearly obscured the front of the vest, which was a brown velvet with two rows of bronze buttons. The pants were black fall front trousers. The bottoms were tucked into a pair of black boots. Preacher boots were the style that Bubba recalled, but he danged if he could remember where he knew that from. David stood up and plucked a hat from nearby Jacobian table. The hat was black and almost a half a top hat, with small grouping of colorful feathers attached to the side. He adjusted a brass monocular on his face and stared back at Bubba. The brass eye suddenly whirled and clicked as it adjusted itself automatically. A specialized lens of no more than a quarter an inch in diameter extended itself and focused on Bubba. What kind of batteries does that use? It was helpful to talk it out, Bubba said. He wasn't sure what persona that David was into. It was equal parts Victorian gentleman and Mad Hatter with a splash of Jules Verne. I'm a steampunk supervillain, David announced. But you were a superhero before, Bubba said. David had been the purple Singapore sling, sometimes known as the PSS, and had dressed accordingly all in purple, while fervently lauding his superhuman powers. Fortunately for all involved, the persona hadn't lasted long, although the PSS had been rather helpful in solving a certain mystery. And many heroes go through a phase where they become evil, David proclaimed. Just ask Stan Lee or Jack Kirby. But you were just helping me, just now, Bubba pointed at the chaise lounge. Even supervillains have friends. You're not going to kill anyone as a supervillain, are you, David? I'm not that kind of supervillain. I use my brains and my exceptional mechanicalizing skills to craft superior creations of evil personification. For example, I'm recently making an automaton mecha soldier constructed from advanced aether components and a metal smelted from a meteorite. Under my command, the soldier will take over the White House and hold the president for ransom. It cannot fail. It could never fail. But if it does fail, I have a plan to take over the Mississippi River. But nothing at the wedding, David? Bubba prompted gently. I swear. And my name is no longer David. I am the Baron von Blackcap the Revenger.